I'm Tara.
And I'm Ashley.
Each week, two movies battle it out in a bracket-style competition to find the ultimate romantic comedy.
This is The Trope Report.
Hey, guys.
Welcome back, everyone.
This week, we have a bonus episode for you. We are talking How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days versus 50 First Dates and No Strings Attached versus 13 Going on 30.
Then those winners will be going up against each other and then ultimately go up against Leap Year, one of our previous winners.
Mm-hmm. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days was a number 12 seed with a 42% on Rotten Tomatoes, but we gave it a 49 out of 50 points.
I don't know how anything's going to beat that.
I know.
Okay. 50 First Dates was a number 11 seed with a 45%. And we gave it 37 out of 50 points.
I mean, both of these are, I don't know why they're that low. It's just kind of crazy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
They're top movies. But anyway, before we go over some of the scores, let's do some fun facts. Ash, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Okay.
You I mean, always you know come in with the good one, let's say.
I always have too much fun with the fun facts. So, this really impressed me. Kate Hudson did so much improv in this. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Basically, the whole boys' night scene, she improvised. Like, her throwing the salad, all of that improv. She improvised the family album scene where she's crying about the Photoshop photos. She improvised the scene with the dog where she brings the dog into the office. Like, she's an improv queen.
So she's, I had no clue, literally can do it all. She looks amazing. She can act, she can improv, she can do everything.
Yeah.
She has her own athletics line.
I do like Fabletics. Have you tried it?
I love Fabletics.
Amazing.
Yeah.
I saw that they have an outlet now, actually.
Ooh, sign me up. I love a discount.
Yeah. Okay. The other fun fact was that the iconic yellow dress she wears at the end of the movie was actually designed specifically for this movie, specifically around the 84-carat yellow diamond she was wearing.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
So they chose the diamond first and designed the dress around it. And
because
how much
that
do you
diamond,
think-
I mean, even I think Natalie pointed it out, like, it had to be something simple, clean, classic, because the diamond was the big star of the show.
And the diamond was yellow, so they stuck her in a yellow dress.
Yeah.
So how much do you think that diamond cost?
Oh my God, I'm nervous. What is it, like $1 billion?
84 carats, yellow diamond.
You want me to know what an 84 carat?
Yes.
I have no clue.
Okay,
let me guess. All right, let me guess. 84 carat.
I don't even know what a normal carat is.
I'm going to guess $850,000.
$5 million.
What?
And not only that.
That's insane. Hey, my first guess is more accurate. I said millions and billions.
Yeah, you did. So all of the jewels that they borrowed for this movie, because Matthew McConaughey is a diamond salesman or something, the total cost was $14 million.
Oh my God. They just borrowed.
Phone. Yeah, they just borrowed them.
Oh my God.
But imagine if they lost any of those.
I would love to dress myself in $5 million worth of diamonds. That's freaking incredible.
I would love to just hold that. Diamond. Yeah, just see it in person.
Just walk around naked, just with the necklace on. All right, let me hit you with some fun facts, because here's the ones for 50 First Dates.
Mm-hmm.
All right, of the three movies Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore made together, this is the only one that was number one at the box office and made over $1 million.
$1 million. So less than the How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days necklace. That's not very impressive. Then.
No, that's not. Actually, when you say it like that, that's insane. But this is really one of their best movies ever, ever, ever. And box office agrees. Makes sense.
What are the other movies they did together?
I don't know, like a bunch. I don't know.
Well, you made it sound like there's so many. I'm trying to think.
They said the three other movies that they did.
Oh, Blended, right?
Yeah, maybe.
Was that them?
Maybe. And, oh, The Wedding Singer.
Oh, yes.
That's not a bad one. Yeah. All right, let me hit you with the other one.
Yeah.
The diner where Lucy has her breakfast every morning was originally a house that was remodeled for the movie. It's located on a macadamia nut farm on Oahu, and they also filmed Jurassic Park there.
Oh, my goodness.
That's kind of fun.
That is fun. We should go visit that someday.
Yeah. Let's record our next episode from Oahu. Yeah. Oh, my God. I would love it. Anyway, those were all some fun facts. I enjoyed those. Do we get to
those
the numbers?
Those were fun. Yeah, let's get to the numbers. Let's all get right, down to business.
Yeah, this is crazy. I mean, you know that we said How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is 49, 51st Dates is 37. The only thing that we deducted a point from in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days was tropiness. We moved it to a 9. Yeah. Now, we have tropiness 9 for How to Lose a Guy and 6.5 for 51st.
Huh. You know, I almost feel like maybe we went a little low on 51st. Because now that I'm thinking
I think we did. Because, this is the thing. It's very emotional. I cried multiple times.
Yeah.
And it's like traumatic events the whole time. So as for lightheartedness, I think that can stay.
And I think our argument was like, this hasn't been done before, you know?
Yeah.
But a Groundhog Day situation has been done before, which is similar. And there's so many meet cutes in this that I think we didn't talk about. Like,
I know. Meet cute. Like, the whole thing is meet cute.
Do we give it an
extra
point for having...
I think we have
meet
to.
Cute after meet cute after meet cute.
It's a very... I'd say, right?
Yeah.
Why not? Grand romantic gesture. And that's the thing. This is the most grandest romantic gesture of all time.
The most romantic gesture. Yeah.
I'm a little offended by us for only giving us 6.5. I'll bump it up to 7.5.
Yeah. What were we on that day?
Yeah. Sometimes we just get in those moods, and that's why we need to go back and reflect. All right. Quality. So we gave How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days a 10 and 51st Dates a 7. I think this is a quality movie, but I remember that you were fighting me because of some of the comedy in it you said was inappropriate, which I agree, but I do just think that it's such a quality movie. But you were really deducting points for Rob Schneider.
I don't know how quality it is. Just because the humor isn't quality. Yeah, like, the humor is...
His assistant was not funny either. And then the
Rob
joke
Schneider
about...
Rob Schneider wasn't funny.
Oh, yeah, like, they went on the date and they were... he was basically, like, tricking them to have drinks or whatever and then taking them home.
It just... Yeah.
Leaves a little bit of a bad taste in your mouth. If they removed that type of stuff, I think this would be, like, the most romantic movie I've ever seen.
If this was, like... more romance than comedy.
Yeah.
I feel like they were really trying to play into the comedy, but just let it be sincere.
Yeah.
But if they just let it be sincere with more, like, situational humor, maybe.
Yeah.
I would rate it higher, but I think they were just trying so hard in the humor.
So what do we think? We leave the quality?
So
we leave the quality as a 7? All right. All right, lightheartedness, I mean, we can't argue. Again, we're not even reviewing our 10s, but How to Lose a Guy, 10 Days, lightheartedness is 10. I've literally never kicked my feet so much. I've never been so happy ever watching a movie. I have to leave it at a 10. Don't even try and sway me. 51st Dates is a 6 for lightheartedness. And you know what? I might even put this a point lower. We don't have to. We can leave it. But I'm just saying, like, I would not raise this because... it is so sad.
It's so sad. I mean, one of the saddest premises.
And then how it affects everyone else in her life, too. Like, the dad and the brother can't have their own lives. He has to remind her every single day. She can't remember her own daughter. Like, it's just, like, it's so devastating.
Yeah.
Every morning she wakes up, she watches the video, and she is crying because she realizes what's happened to her.
And I mean, I think we talked about, like, how Adam Sandler's silly, so that brings it up. But honestly, like, I mean, we said the humor kind of missed the mark at times. So it didn't even help that much.
Yeah. Leave it.
Yeah, I guess leave it.
All right. All right. Next one is comedy. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, 10. Now, I will say, I might even say, is this really a 10 for comedy? It is hilarious. Yeah,
we maybe
but
went
I think
a
we got
hard.
A little aggressive with it.
We got a little carried away because is it as funny as She's the Man? I don't
know.
Yeah, it's not.
I would never say that. No. I think I could give this a 9.
9.
Because it is funny. But
we were in the moment. We were
Paris
giggling.
Always like our guests
Paris
always
cued us.
Yeah. All right. 50 First Dates comedy is a 7.5.
Yeah. I mean, so what we brought up last time was that these other side characters were funny, like the people in the diner and the brother.
Mm-hmm.
And they were funny. Were they funny enough to bring it up to 7.5? I don't
remember. Half of the characters were funny. Half of the characters were not funny.
Yeah.
But you know what? When Adam Sandler and Drew Barrymore got together, their chemistry was flying and they even had some good comedic relief. Mm-hmm. So it really was just a couple of side characters that were not good.
Yeah.
So giving it like a 75%, I feel like I'm okay with that.
A C, yeah.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with that.
They were trying, so. All right. Romance, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, and 50 First Dates are both sitting at a 10. But I'm going to be honest with you. 50 First Dates feels more romantic. Their romance is so pure.
Yeah.
Like, she remembers him through
her
even
illness.
Burning all the letters from him, not having
she still
her short-term memory.
Now.
She still remembers and hates him every day. And he is willing to sacrifice every single day to be with her.
Yeah. It's a Nicholas Sparks premise put into an Adam Sandler movie.
It's crazy. It's wild.
Yeah. It's very romantic.
And How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Now, listen. No two actors have ever been better matched in movie history.
Yeah. The chemistry is a 10 for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. But when I'm comparing to 50 First Dates.
And to be fair, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, they are playing each other for half the movie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're not being them. They're like their sincere selves for half the movie.
They're having
I think
fun.
You're right.
They're slight. Mm-hmm. They're secretly getting to know each other, but they're still not all in.
Yeah. Okay. So you think 10 for 50 First Dates and 9 for How to Lose? Okay.
I think, yeah. I think that's better. I mean, listen, we still have it so high that our final scores are still 47 and 38. But I feel a little bit better that we at least calmed ourselves down with How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yeah.
We've taken a step back from both
Came
of
back
these.
To reality.
Yeah. I mean, listen, this is one of the best movies ever, but it's not perfect.
Yeah.
So, all right. How to Lose a Guy will be moving forward. But we knew that, people. Let's go on to the next matchup, which is No Strings Attached versus 13 Going in 30. Can you give us some fun facts?
Okay, I can, Tara.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so originally, Jennifer Garner and Mark Ruffalo really wanted to play themselves as 13-year-olds.
What? Wait.
Like a... Pen 15 style, like,
okay,
wardrobe,
but that's so
makeup,
weird.
Hair.
What? Or,
it's
like,
so
CGI.
Bizarre. But they were really pushing for it. They were like, no, we want to play our 13-year-old selves. And then eventually they were like, this looks horrible. We have to pass someone.
They did it so much better by just having actual 13-year-olds.
But because of that, the younger selves were cast way later. Because they this whole time, they were saying that they were going to... play
like
themselves
nutso.
Look, it's one thing if they want to play themselves as like 19, 20, college age.
Yeah.
But to want to play yourself as a 13-year-old going through puberty, are you kidding me?
Literally the year before you're 12. That just it's insane.
Yeah.
No.
So other people considered for the part, who do you think?
Ron Weasley.
No, that would be golden though.
Who else
was considered? Both of them were considered. Jennifer Garner.
Would it be someone like a Kate Hudson or something?
Kind of same category of rom-com leading ladies.
I don't know. Who?
So Gwyneth Paltrow was considered.
Really?
Hilary Swank.
I love her.
And Renee Zellweger.
We're
all considered okay. for the part. Ultimately, Jennifer Garner was their first choice. And this was also interesting.
But I think she really, she killed it. I can't even imagine anyone else.
Killed it. But the reason why they chose her as their first round draft pick was actually because she wasn't a very well-known actress before this. Was her Golden Globe acceptance speech for the show Alias. She won a Golden Globe. And her acceptance speech, they thought was so funny and charming that they were like, we need her in this movie. And this was the first role she ever got where it was like an offer. You know, no audition.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. So this really, like, helped pick up the pace of her career.
This set her off. I'm sure
she would have done great either way, but.
Yeah. She's just so lovable.
And bonus fun facts. Jenna Rink turns 30 at the 13-minute mark.
Ooh, on purpose. I like that. 13
going on 30.
Okay, I love that.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay,
your turn.
Okay, so this is for No Strings Attached. The original title for the script was Fuck Buddies, but this wouldn't make it past MPAA, whatever that is. It was changed to Friends with Benefits. But then that title was changed because then Mila Kunis and Justin Timberlake came out. By the time the pre-screening invitations were made, it had still not been decided what the title would be. It was either going to be No Strings Attached or Hooking Up.
Hooking Up.
I honestly don't even know what, like, I don't think any of these titles are good.
No.
Like,
which, I mean, I guess Friends with Benefits really stole the best title for this sort of movie.
Because honestly, No Strings Attached deserves Friends with Benefits because they've been friends for a while. Yeah. Friends with Benefits, they just meet each other. So
So true.
They should have flipped.
And we like that one better.
Yeah, I'm biased. But I guess
they lost the race to get
swimming. Yeah. Okay, here's my other one. Natalie Portman originally entered the project as a producer. Not as a member of the cast. She remained an executive producer after being cast as Emma. Isn't that crazy?
She's so talented.
She can literally do everything. She's so producing and starring in a movie. Yeah. So, those are mine. Do we do the numbers?
Yep, I'm ready.
Okay, so going into this, we have 13 going on 30 at a 40.5. No Strings Attached, 35.5.
Wow, let's see if that's gaps, actually.
Yeah. And you know what? I don't know about this. This one I'm a little bit iffier on. So let's see. Tropes, we have both of them at 7.5. Both of them have a lot of tropes, I think. Both of them grand romantic.
Yeah.
Both of them
friends to lovers.
Friends to lovers. Both of them not a meet cute in 13 going on 30, not a meet cute really in No Strings Attached.
No, not really.
No.
Well, the thing is, like, immediately when I think of the two movies, I think of No Strings Attached for tropes because it's in the name.
Yeah.
Like Friends with Benefits.
But 13 going on 30 also has the trope, like, because this has been done before. In Big, and I'm sure other movies, like this is not the first, this is not groundbreaking material.
True. Yeah, I guess that's true. I guess they are kind of even.
I think they might be.
Yeah.
Maybe if I were to lean any which way, maybe 13 going on 30 slightly higher, but I don't even think that it's worth it.
No, I think I don't think it's worth it.
Okay. Quality. No Strings Attached, 7. 13 going on 30, 10. Whoa. I don't remember giving it a 10.
what category is this?
Quality. I mean, it's a good movie, but I don't think it's a 10.
Yeah, we were riding a high after that.
I mean, if you remember, I literally had just finished the movie. So I was probably singing the praises.
We need to enact like a 1 hour waiting period.
I know. Like, I know.
Before we can record the podcast.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, I think that might be high.
I think so too.
You know, it's a silly, goofy movie.
I'm thinking that it's like an 8, like, or an 8.5. It's an 8. Like, it stood the test of time. It's fantastic. There's really good messages, I guess, but like, all right, let's just give it an 8. Let's calm down.
Okay. I mean, it's a grown woman hitting on a little boy. Yeah. Like, yeah. What are we doing here?
I don't know. Oh my God. Okay, lightheartedness, 6.5, 6.5. Wow.
Huh. I guess you were crying during 13 going on 30.
Okay, I'm literally crying throughout the whole thing. It's so emotional for me. And No Strings Attached is depressing.
Yeah, No Strings Attached has some dark moments.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a darker tone overall, I think.
I'm actually completely comfortable with
this. I think I'm okay with this.
Yeah, both are heavy and both I would never just throw on. So that makes sense to me. Okay, comedy. 7.5 for No Strings Attached, 6.5 for 13 going on 30.
Huh. Okay. No Strings Attached, I did think was funny because of all those roommates, you know, I love Mindy Kaling. True. You know, I love Greta Gerwig.
True.
And I thought Ashton Kutcher and Natalie Portman actually kind of brought it.
Yeah.
13 going on 30 is also funny though.
But is it?
At times.
That's the question. Is it overall?
Yeah, no. I think what we talked about is there's a couple of scenes that you'll chuckle at, but you won't really be laughing throughout the movie.
Yeah. The biggest one was her hitting on the little boy. Like, other than that, I feel like it's a heavier movie. It makes you feel giddy. It doesn't make me feel like I'm laughing. Mm-hmm. So, I say stick with those.
Okay. I'm okay with
or
that.
Do you think No Strings Attached should be higher?
No, I don't think it should be higher because it's not like I'm laughing out loud throughout the whole movie.
Agreed. Okay, let's do romance. No Strings Attached is a 7. Okay, I must have been on something. 13 going on 30 is a 10.
What were we thinking?
Okay, listen, it's definitely higher than No Strings Attached. No doubt about it. It is true love from a young age. He is in love with her. They are going through
time to find
this love together. Okay. They immediately come back together when they're 30, hit it right back off. Like it's just electric in the air. So, is it a 10 though?
It's extremely romantic. The reason why I think it's not a 10 is because I brought this up last time. Mm. You could remove him in the romance, replace it with a best friend, and you would get the same lessons learned. And, I mean, it is super romantic, though, so I wouldn't bring it down much further.
The razzles, like them on the swing set,
I mean, a 9 is still very high.
Fine. All right. 13 going on 30 is still moving forward.
Yeah,
it's
of course.
Got a 37.5. No Strings Attached is a 35.5. I kind of felt that. I was a little bit more iffy with this round.
Yeah,
but,
and I do really like No Strings Attached.
Yeah, but 13 going on 30.
13 going on 30 is a classic. We have to move that forward.
All right. Now, How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is going up against 13 going on 30.
Oh, my God.
Now, these are really far apart, though, because How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is 47, and 13 going on 30 is 37.5.
Okay. Well, then should we just discuss if we think, because we just went over those scores, right?
Yeah, well, their romance is even, which I think fair enough, because these are two...
I think fair enough.
Yeah, I feel that. And then the comedy is... 9 versus 6.5. I feel that too because I'm not laughing at 13 going on 30 as much as I'm giddy and laughing at How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yeah.
And then lightheartedness, we have 10 for How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days and
6.5 for 13 going on 30, that also makes sense. I mean, 13 going on 30, I am sobbing.
Yeah. I mean, I just can't see it being higher than How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. I can't see a world in which the numbers work out that way.
Don't get me wrong. I love this movie. It's just when you say, let's have a girls' night, let's watch a romantic comedy, what are you throwing on? How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is just so far superior than so many rom-coms.
I think so. I mean, though, wasn't When Harry Met Sally the winner of The Left Side?
I can't think about it.
Like,
I can't think
about it. Really, that could compete.
Please, I can't.
Okay, that's a future episode. Right, that's a future episode,
people. I can't deal.
I know. I can't deal. We have too much going on. We can't even think about that. Okay. Do we just move on to How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days versus Leap Year?
Yeah, I think so.
I love Leap Year. I know that, like,
I love Leap Year.
I really throw on Leap Year quite frequently.
Me too. All
right. These are 40 and 47, a little bit closer together.
Yeah, a little bit closer.
Tropes. 9 and 9. Right off the bat, they're even.
Are they even in our heads?
In our heads. We have
they're a both meet pretty cute. Tropey.
Yeah, yeah, we have a meet cute. We have a grand romantic. We have fights along the way. Literally, both of them are just arguing, fighting, but you know that they love each other. They have those little moments where you see that their inner self, like their true selves, are coming out with each other. Right, Leap Year, they're having the dinner and they have to kiss at the dinner table. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days, they go to the parents' house. Like, these little moments are coming out along the way. I think these are totally evenly matched.
I mean, I think I agree. You have opposites attract for Leap Year and kind for of both. Enemies to lovers.
Enemies to lovers.
I don't think Kate Hudson and Matthew McConaughey are opposites. I think they're extremely similar.
Maybe, but they're trying to portray themselves as opposites. Or like they would never date that other person. I think their true selves are perfect for each other and they're completely the same, but then like she's trying to come off as some psycho girl, he's trying to come off as someone like the opposite of themselves.
Yeah, I guess. I feel like that trope doesn't apply to them though.
I could see that it applies way more to Leap Year, so I'm with you.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
Theirs is more like hijinks almost, or
yeah,
you know, the whole, it's in the same line as dating someone for a bet, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of trope. I think they're pretty even. I think I'm fine with them being the same.
I agree. All right. Quality. Leap Year is a 7. How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is a 10. Now, Rotten Tomatoes would disagree with us for having that as a 10.
This is a 10 in rom-com quality.
I think it is. I really, really think it is. It's the perfect script. Like, whenever you have them bantering together, it's so good.
Very well executed.
Yeah. And the fact that you're telling me that she is improvising all that stuff, that is high quality.
Yeah, I have zero flaws in the way that Matthew McConaughey and Kate Hudson. Yeah.
Okay, we're keeping this a 10. Keep it a 10.
Yeah, we're keeping it a 10.
As for Leap Year 7...
Why do we give it a 7?
I guess it's up higher.
I feel like it is a bit higher.
Do we go 8?
Yeah, I think 8.
Yeah. I think it's fun.
I think we were being a little harsh maybe.
We're being too hard on Leap Year.
Because it is a gorgeous setting. It's, I don't know. I thought that it was nice to watch.
I agree completely. All right. Lightheartedness. 9 for Leap Year, 10 for How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. I don't know if either really have that big of a... Like, I don't even know if these would be different, actually.
Like, how to choose one over the other?
Yeah, because they kind of have the same flow of events, right?
Mm-hmm.
Except, I guess, you could knock Leap Year down just a tiny bit because she is... with that scummy guy.
Breaking off an engagement.
Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I think that's fair.
It's higher stakes.
Yeah. Then, I agree. All right, let's leave that. Comedy, 7 for Leap Year, 9 for How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. I don't really remember laughing that much in Leap Year.
Leap Year is the situational humor, like,
yeah.
Oh, she's a preppy, spoiled girl who has to trek through the mud and walk across Ireland, you know?
Yeah.
That sort of thing. And it's like, oh, these two are fighting because they're so different. That sort of comedy.
Yeah, but How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is all around just
by far
hilarious.
Better. Yeah.
Do I even put it to a 6.5 for Leap Year?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's going to affect us too much.
I don't think, yeah, you know what, you're right. It probably won't. I just think that when you really compare these two, like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days,
yeah,
just it's nonstop antics.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's go to romance. These are kind of even. So Leap Year is an 8 and How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is a 9. I do feel the connection. I feel it differently in both of them. I feel like in Leap Year, they really, it's like more of a romance-y, like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days is more like a cutesy. Leap Year is more of a romance-y, but both are romantic, if that even makes
both
any sense.
Both are very romantic. Leap Year has the gorgeous setting, which just sets such a romantic tone to the movie, you know? And it's,
but they
it's
also,
a very,
like,
it's a very
they
fiery
grow. They grow as individuals. Like, he's able to get the clattering back. You know, she's able to be like, I want to give up all this nonsense in Boston.
They both start as such extremes, and their love brings them into the center where they can compromise and meet.
Yeah.
It does feel a little bit more epic, maybe. A little bit more fiery.
I think so. I think,
How to
like,
Lose a Guy in 10 Days is more of, like, these two people were always perfect for each other. They didn't need to change, but they were faking who they were. And that was the problem in the relationship.
I totally agree.
Yeah.
So I might actually say these need to be flipped.
Flip.
I know it's not going to change the score, but just for the justice of Leap Year, I do think that it's a little bit more of a romantic feel. All right. So you knew it. You called it. That's How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
Yeah.
46 points.
How could it not be?
It's moving forward. Leap Year's at 41.5. Still an amazing movie, but this is the price we have to pay in this bracket. So that does it for the top quarter of the bracket?
I know.
Right? That's
crazy. Top right quarter, yeah. So we're now 3/4 of the way through the bracket, guys.
Yeah. This is exciting.
Is that not insane?
Insane in the membrane.
You know who I think would have put up a good fight against How to Lose a Guy?
Who?
Pride and Prejudice.
Okay, well, that's like always going to win in our hearts. It might not win in numbers.
But I do think it would have put up a good fight because romance, 10. Quality, 10. Like, it would have put up a fight.
You have bewitched me, body and soul, and I love you.
I love you. It's so good.
It's so good. Oh, my God. All right, let's wrap this up.
I should watch that tonight.
Yeah, maybe I will, too.
And another movie I've been craving watching again from this bracket, which is crazy because I've been finished the bracket, I'm already like wanting to rewatch a couple, is what's the one where the girl relives the same day over and over again?
Oh my God. Map of Tiny Furry Things.
I'm in such a romantic mood. Can you tell?
That is a romantic movie.
That is a romance, baby.
Oh my God, I love it. I love it. All right.
Okay.
Wrap it up. Don't forget to check out the bracket on our website. The link is in the description. We'll also be posting the final scores.
Send us your thoughts on this week's episode at thetropereport@gmail.com.
Or check out our Instagram and Twitter at The Trope Report, where we post quotes from each episode.
Next week, we're watching Little Italy and To All the Boys I Loved Before.
Mamma mia, pizzeria! I know who I'm rooting for. I can't help myself.
You're rooting for Little Italy?
Hello! I will be watching Little Italy with a slice of pizza and a little bit of red wine. I love it.
Just to remind people, this is Little Italy, Canada.
Hey, you know what? In New York, well, is okay. going downhill. So you but know what? Maybe I gotta go to Canada.
You liked All the Boys I Loved Before as well.
I loved All the Boys I Loved Before. I yeah. just know that I love That's a
classic
Literally.
In my heart.
All right. That's a classic. You know what? I haven't watched the All the Boys I Loved Before in years.
I'm
Let
actually
me
excited
give it
for
another
this
shot.
Week.
I'm excited.
Okay, guys. Until next time.
Keep it romantic.